Welcome to Land Yapa News, feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A scholarship banquet presented by the Monroe, West Monroe Business and Professional Women is Tuesday, October 22nd. Here to share on the banquet and this year's keynote speaker is BPW President Angie Jackson-Wilson. Angie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us a little bit about the scholarship banquet. How did this particular event get started?
This particular event got started, actually back in 1989, BPW established a scholarship through the ULM Foundation, and the scholarship is designed for women 25 years old and older who are going back to school, who are actually going to school for the first time or actually going back to school to get degrees. So this is how, that was the establishment first of the scholarship. And in order to sustain the scholarship, we started having banquets, annual banquets, you know, to raise funds to sustain the scholarship.
That's something I think about the organization, really supporting the non-traditional student.
Exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. How does the scholarship banquet support women living in our area? What exactly does it go towards?
It does go towards their education. Let's face it, at 25 years and older, you'll find they're competing with everybody else in the pool for scholarships. But by making that criteria as part of the scholarship requirement, that in order to get this scholarship, you must be 25 years old and older, that sort of narrows the pool for them. So it narrows the pool for them to be able to compete and not, you know, so not in the greater market, but in a smaller market for them to get the scholarships.
Right. Is this spread among a number of recipients?
It can, but that's usually dependent on the scholarship committee at the foundation.
Well, a very special guest speaker will be giving a keynote speech during the presentation of the banquet coming up on Tuesday. Tell us about that.
Okay, we've asked State Representative Katrina Jackson to speak at the banquet, and she's graciously accepted. And we're talking about the empowerment of education. And here again, with everything that's going on today, we find that, you know, just sometimes just having a high school education, you know, is not cutting it anymore. So we now have to encourage women, you know, to move towards getting higher education. So the fact that once you do that, when you're empowered, and, you know, BPW is an organization that is very much in the front lines of working of pay equity and dealing with pay equity. So, therefore, we're talking about pay equity. In order to get equitable pay, you need to have a good education behind you. So, therefore, that's the empowerment of education.
Yeah, looking forward to comments from her coming up Tuesday. Also, tell us a little bit more about the evening and what will be taking place.
We will also have a silent auction, you know, and part of the silent auction that's also helped with part of being the fundraiser. We also have Robin Cox, who is a former scholarship recipient, who will come and give her personal testimonial about it.
Okay. When we talk about the BPW, share about the kind of partnership that BPW has with the community and some of the things that y'all are working towards.
We have a number of partnerships within the community, but first and foremost, actually, the last one that we had was with ARCO. We partnered with their Sassy Cats retail store to provide clothing, gently used clothing, to students at Delta Community College, and we did this back in the spring.
And that really goes towards equipping women with, you know, something up to whether it's a business suit or a dress, something like that for that first interview.
Yeah, exactly. A full business outfit for that first interview. Yes. Yeah.
How did you become involved in the group?
I became involved in the group many years ago. It was a very, very long time ago, and pretty close to 30 years. But I was working at a university, and a friend of mine asked me to participate in a Young Careerist program judging. And so it went over a period of like 2 weeks. And so we met with the young ladies, you know, talked to them about the program and what was going on with the program. And I became very interested in it. So at the end of the judging period, I mentioned to my friend that the process that I had just gone through had greatly excited me. And she said, well, you know, you can be part of this, you know. back then, unfortunately, well, I want to say unfortunately, at that time, BPW was an organization you had to be invited to join. But we have since given up that old relic, and, you know, we just encourage anyone who is interested, you know, to become a member.
Some of the benefits, the way it's changed you, Angie, mm-hmm. over the years, being involved.
The way it's changed me over the years that I pretty much retain my focus, wanting to see other people to, you know, do better. Lots of times we find that there are people in our community that did just need someone to reach out and give them a helping hand. And that's pretty much how it has changed me, that I just want to continue to see that happen.
Yeah. A lot of support, I'm sure, networking as well.
Oh, yes, you do have a lot on the networking part of that. You know, you do meet a bunch of great people, a bunch of great interesting people on the networking part of it.
Well, the scholarship is coming up on Tuesday. That is October 22nd. It gets underway at 6:30 p.m. Where is it going to be taking place?
It's going to be at Kayla's Kitchen in West Monroe.
And, of course, it is a ticketed event. If someone would like to find out more, how could they do so?
They can contact any member of the West Monroe Business Fashion Women, or they can visit our website at bpwmonroewestmonroe.org.
Angie Jackson-Wilson serves as president of the Monroe West Monroe Professional Business and Professional Women. The scholarship banquet coming up on Tuesday. Angie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You can hear this and other Landiap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.